are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Stacey Gatsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. You should, because we're talking about another big Yankees win over the Blue Jays. Last night's hero, Kyle Higashioka, who did something he's never done before. I was going to say, and probably never will do again, but it's 2020 and anything can happen. So we'll talk about last night's game, we'll preview tonight's game, the finale in this series against the Blue Jays, and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. I made a joke the other night that the Yankees needed to stop scoring because I felt as if they scored too much on Tuesday night, they wouldn't score enough runs on Wednesday and Thursday, and wow, was I wrong about Wednesday. Last night's game had a different script than Tuesday night's game. By the time the fourth inning ended, they only had 6 runs, not 16. It was a rough night for Toronto pitching, obviously. Tanner Roark, who I had mentioned was having issues with giving up home runs and walks, gave up 4 home runs, walked 2 in 4 innings of work. He gave up 6 runs on 6 hits. He also had 4 strikeouts, but yeah. The home runs. LeMahieu hit 2 off Roark. Kyle Higashioka hit 1 off Roark. Clint Frazier hit 1 off Roark. The rest of the home runs came off the Blue Jays' bullpen. The Yankees hit 7 total. And as I said at the jump, Kyle Higashioka had the best night of his life, hitting 3 home runs. Yeah, I know. DJ LeMahieu hit 2. Luke Voit hit his league-leading 19th. Clint Frazier hit his 7th. It was a great night for the Yankees offense, and it was a good night for Gerrit Cole. He pitched 7 innings, gave up 1 run on 3 hits. He walked 2, struck out 8. Again, looking like the ace that the Yankees signed him up to be. Jonathan Loaisiga came in, pitched a scoreless inning. Nick Nelson also came in. He gave up 1 run on 1 hit. It was a home run to Joe Panic in the 9th inning. It's okay, we'll allow it. The Yankees won 13-2. Let's go through how the Yankees scored, just in case you missed the game last night and you didn't get to watch anything. DJ LeMahieu led things off for the Yankees with a home run on the 2nd pitch that he saw. In the bottom of the 3rd, Tyler Wade hit a single. Then Kyle Higashioka hit his 1st home run of the night. In the bottom of the 4th, Clint Frazier hit a 2-0 pitch for a home run, his 7th of the year. Sanchez singled, Wade flied out, Higashioka flied out, and it was a deep fly ball. He could have had 4 home runs last night. That's how crazy last night was. Then after a mound visit, DJ LeMahieu hits his 2nd home run of the night, 9th of the year. Aaron Hicks led off the bottom of the 5th with a single. Clint Frazier hit a single that scored Hicks. And that was after a Luke Voit ground out advanced Hicks to 2nd. That's how he scored. He didn't score all the way from 1st. In the top of the 6th, Gerrit Cole got a little amped up. He gave up a double to Jonathan Villar. He got Danny Jansen to line out. Then he walked Kevin Biggio. And while Bo Bichette was up, he threw a wild pitch that scored Villar. Bichette grounded out, then Travis Shaw flied out to end the inning, so that was the 1 run that he gave up. In the bottom of the 6th, after Tyler Wade lined out to Bo Bichette, Kyle Higashioka hits his 2nd home run of the night, 3rd of the year. DJ LeMahieu hits a double. Then Aaron Hicks walks, and Luke Voit hits his 19th home run of the season.
La 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 Luke. Luke.
In the bottom of the seventh, Kyle Higashioka hit his third home run of the night. I can't even believe that that's possible. Those were the only two runs that the Yankees scored. Tyler Wade was on base for that. And as I said, in the top of the ninth, Joe Panik hit a home run off Nick Nelson, and that was all she wrote. So the Yankees' winning streak is up to seven.
Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven.
This is what Aaron Boone had to say about Kyle Higashioka's performance and the offense's performance.
Man, what a performance. You know, he's got that kind of power. And, you know, I thought he just did a great job getting, you know, being aggressive with some fastballs, obviously. You know, some pitches he was fouling off the other day, he made sure he didn't miss them, and he put a charge into all three of those and actually just missed a fourth. If you look at it, now that I think about it, the ball to the fence, I think, is second at bat. So great job behind the plate tonight, and obviously a night at the plate that he'll remember forever.
He had talked about some adjustments he had made. Did you notice those adjustments when he stepped to the batter's box?
I think just making sure and being convicted with when he gets a pitch, making sure, you know, not only does he get his good swing off, but you know, not putting it on the net, you know, making sure you put it in play with authority. And he got a few pitches, obviously, to do damage with tonight, and he didn't miss them.
How would you sum up the offense over the last two nights?
I mean, excellent. Really, I mean, up and down, just a lot of good at-bats from a lot of different people. It's really good to see, obviously. DJ just continued to set the tone for us at the top of the order, but it's been a little bit of everyone up and down the order, and when you do that, you're able to apply so much pressure, and eventually in those innings, you know, you just start running pitch counts up, and eventually you're able to break them.
And this is what he said about Cole's performance.
What did you think of Cole tonight?
I thought he was good. I thought he was really good again. You know, that's obviously a good lineup over there. But I think along with all of our starting pitchers right now, I think they're doing a really good job of incorporating their entire arsenal. So you saw the curveball factor. You saw a lot of good changeups from him tonight. Obviously the fastball and the slider. So I just think he's doing a really good job of using his four-pitch mix, and I think that's been a storyline for really a lot of our starters right now.
Last night marked the return of Aaron Judge to the lineup. He was 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, so I'd say he's back. I'm kidding. The important thing is that he's healthy. It's also important to note that he may not be in the lineup tonight, and that doesn't have anything to do with him being injured again. It has to do with Boone kind of staggering the guys who are coming back. Like, Stanton wasn't in the lineup last night, Judge was, so you might see Stanton tonight and not see Judge. In just a moment, we're going to look back at a pretty exciting game that happened 10 years ago tonight. But first, let's talk about rockauto.com. Because if you have a car or a truck, you should go to rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Two things before we go back in time. The Yankees made club history last night. They hit 6+ home runs in back-to-back games for the first time ever. And when you think about the Yankees' history, and you think about some of the teams the Yankees have had in the past, it's incredible that it took this long to happen. And the second thing is, I forgot to preview tonight's game. I said I was going to, so here we go. It's the third and final game against the Blue Jays in this series, and it's Masahiro Tanaka against Chase Anderson. According to MLB.com, this is a key outing for Anderson, who looked good in August but is coming off two rough starts in September. As the Blue Jays try to line up their staff for the postseason, Anderson could be considered as anything from a starter to a bulk inning reliever. So far this season, he's 0-1 with a 5.81 ERA and 25 strikeouts. As for Tanaka, on Friday, he leaned heavily on his two-seamer, which meant he offered a different look to the Orioles because he faced them for the second time in 5 days, and that seemed to work really well, as he only gave up one run in 5 innings of work. Now, speaking of the Orioles, the game that happened 10 years ago tonight was against the Orioles. It was in Camden Yards. It was a big comeback for the Yankees, who, again, as I mentioned in doing the Greg Golson game, they were battling the Rays for first place in the AL East at this point in 2010. So let's get to the lineups and all that good stuff. For the Yankees, Derek Jeter, Curtis Granderson, Mark Teixeira, Alex Rodriguez, Robinson Cano, Lance Berkman, Austin Kearns, Brett Gardner, Francisco Cervelli, and your starter was AJ Burnett. For the Orioles, Brian Roberts, Nick Markakis, Ty Wigington, Luke Scott, Felix Piet, Adam Jones, Matt Wieters, Robert Andino, Cesar Asturias, oh yeah, and Kevin Millwood was your starter. Wow, that Orioles team was 10 years ago? That's kind of crazy when you think about it. wow, okay. Umps, home plate, Ted Barrett, first base, Tony Randazzo, second base, Paul Newart, and third base, Brian Gorman. Game time weather, it was 73 degrees. It was cloudy, but not windy. The attendance was 32,874. Why was it only that? Oh, because the Orioles were 58-89 at this point in the season. That's why. But wouldn't there be more people there because the, I don't know. It was probably mostly Yankee. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you right now. It was mostly Yankee fans, and you'll hear why later. Okay, so the Yankees and O's exchanged 1-2-3 innings in the first. In the top of the second, A-Rod led off with a home run. Robinson Cano singled, Lance Berkman walked, then Austin Kearns struck out looking, Brett Gardner walked to load the bases, then Francisco Cervelli struck out swinging, and Derek Jeter hit a line out to third. So the Yankees left three on base, but they got that one run thanks to A-Rod. In the bottom of the third, A.J. Burnett hit Asturias with a pitch. He stole second while Brian Roberts was up. Brian Roberts hit the ball to second, and Asturias made it to third. Then Nick Markakis hit a sac fly to score Asturias. Ty Wigington hit a single, then Luke Scott grounded out, so the Orioles tied the game. In the bottom of the fourth, Adam Jones hit a solo home run off Burnett, and the O's went up 2-1. Then in the bottom of the seventh, Robert Andino got in on the action and hit a solo home run off Burnett, and the Orioles were up 3-1. So this sets up the top of the ninth for the Yankees, who are down 2 runs. Koji Uehara comes in. Jorge Posada starts things off with a single. Derek Jeter strikes out looking. Curtis Granderson hits a single, and Posada makes it to second. Mark Teixeira hits a pop fly to third, and there are 2 outs. Alex Rodriguez comes to the plate. He works it to a 2-2 count, and this happens.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Yankees down by 2. The pitch. That one's driven deep to left field. Going back, PA. Looking up. See ya. A 3-run home run for Alex Rodriguez. And the Yankees take a 4-3 lead. Down to their last strike. A-Rod comes up with a big strike. A 3-run blast. One of the biggest hits for the Yankees this year. They kept going to the well. Inside, 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 inside.
And now he's got one he could take outside the confines of Camden Yards.
Now Buck Showalter takes the ball from Uehara. Alex Rodriguez soaking in the congratulations of his grateful teammates. A pitching change here in Camden Yards. The Yankees have taken the lead 4-3.
So they didn't add to the lead, and it's 4-3 going into the bottom of the ninth. Mariano Rivera comes in. He replaces D-Rob. He gets P.A. to ground out, Adam Jones to pop fly to deep center field, and Matt Wieters grounds out weakly to shortstop, and the Yankees win 4-3 thanks to A-Rod's second home run of the night. And what did I say about the crowd noise? When he hit that ball, it sounded like they were in Yankee Stadium. So once more, tonight, Masahiro Tanaka will be looking to give the Yankees their eighth win in a row and possibly sweep over the Blue Jays. We'll see if that happens. After this series against the Blue Jays, the Yankees are heading up to Boston for a weekend series. I will have the preview of that tomorrow. And after they play Boston, they're going back to Buffalo to face the Blue Jays again. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.